Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Berhantu with me, Hafiz Rahman. Thank you so much for listening and making Berhantu your choice of podcast for anything horror. So this episode, I received a text from someone who have watched Cerita Hantu, and this person asked, because I made a precursor before the show that all of the stories that were featured on Cerita Hantu are based on real events. And one of the stories that we featured was this guy who had a kodam. And I didn't share the story on Berhantu because I wanted to keep it for the show itself. But for the benefit of people who have not watched the show and who want to know the story, this story was relayed to me by a person that I know. And I mean, the story is quite interesting because having a kodam is quite different from having a saka. Okay, like for those of you who are unaware, saka is basically like a spiritual entity that a family member or a family as a general would keep to take care of the family and all that, right? So it's like a family heirloom, but it's of a supernatural stuff. But kodam, and I do not know much about it because the research that I've done always leads me to the same facts. So I'm not an ustaz. I do not know how it works. I take it at face value. So whatever that was being shared with me, itulah yang aku ceritakan dekat Cerita Hantu punya persembahan. So this hamba Allah ni was telling me about his secondary school friend, right? So they have not met for a very long time. And back in secondary school, so it's two of them, right? It's guy, okay, let's just call this guy Farid, and then let's just call the other guy Jalal. I do not know why. Okay, fine, whatever. So Farid used to be friends with Jalal, and Jalal ni dulu dekat primary school, dekat secondary school, he wasn't liked by a lot of people. He was considered like the lame guy and the weird guy because apparently he always tell people that he can see things. There was one time he said dekat DNT block while they were in the toilet, there was a boy standing behind Farid, and the tongue was sticking out and he was like waving at them. And then, so like the group of friends, kau tahu lah budak-budak secondary school, right? The group of friends were like, dia ni apa meripit nak mampu sah, dia ni like just trying to be cool, you know, to compensate for the fact that he's quite lame or whatever by telling people that he can see ghosts, you know, like anyone can claim that they can see ghosts, right? And this guy was one of those people. And then he would always tell people that when he was young, he would always dream about dia akan mimpi didatang malaikat. Like he would dream that he'll be visited by an angel, and the angel is very tall and has golden wings, and would feed him korma, would feed him dates. And then like fellow like 15, 16 year old will listen to this and be like, apa merepek sah ini? Like, what the hell is happening? You know, why is he sharing with us his dreams, which seemed so outlandish and so stupid, right? And they didn't give him much thought. So, but then this guy, this Farid, was quite the kesian dengan si this Jalal. So he always spend time with this Jalal. He always go to the house and all that, macam play games or like macam maybe do homework or hang out. And they were quite close lah, you know, until after O-levels. They both went their separate ways. They pergi poly, this guy also went to another poly, and then they completely lost touch, right? Because this happened like in the early 2000s. So they lost touch, and then they just drifted apart lah, you know. Another thing that happened was that this Jalal guy, he was a boy then, he always seemed to know things about other people's family. Macam for example, like last time there's not I mean got social media lah, but why would kids upload stuff about their family and all that, right? So he would say things macam like, eh, kakak kau mengandung eh, blah blah blah. And then this people that get quite freaked out, like, how come you know my sister is pregnant? Like, you are not even close to me. You are just a schoolmate, this and that. And then he just said, oh, takde, aku guess saja. He always said that, I always guess. I'm just guessing. But the guesses are always very true, you know, and it's happened like 3-4 times throughout their secondary school life. So they didn't think much about it. They just thought he's lame, whatever, dah habis. So now, they are now adults, eh? So this guy dah kahwin. So now fast forward, this happened like 3 years ago. Fast forward, this was right after COVID. They met after a long time because this guy ada business jual a food product online, alright. And this guy Farid ni nak beli this makanan. So he was scrolling it online, and then he noticed that yang jual makanan ni is Jalal, you know. So then he's like, you remember me? I'm your friend from blah blah blah. We used to be very close. And then the guy said, anyways, I want to order this food lah, you know. And then the guy said, okay, tak apa. I will come to your house. I'll come to your house and I will send the food lah. Okay, fine, whatever. So this guy said, okay, tak apa. Aku jangan, kau jangan datang rumah aku. I will come to your house. Then you give me the food lah, you know, so that I can also meet your mom and all that and all that. So he knows the father and he knows the mother and all that, you know. And this is after maybe about 20 over years, they met again. So datang rumah, dia datang rumah, dia nak ambilnya makanan yang si Jalal ni jual lah. It's a home-based business, by the way, right? Tapi yang masak benda ni is mak dia lah. So then now jumpa mak dia, like see the mother, hello cik, apa khabar? Then cik like, rindulah, dah lama tak jumpa, you know, you always, last time always come, asal tak dengar khabar and all that. Then he just said, sorry lah, you know, like people grow, become adults, whatever. So we went to the house. So he said, okay, kau duduk sekejap, aku pergi ambil itu makanan dekat dalam dapur. And then the mother cakap, sabar-sabar, cik pun masak, kita makan sekejap lah, you know. Makan, datang daripada jauh, you come from far, you go and eat something. So the mother actually cook something for him. And he was sleeping, he was sitting in the living room. So the house is like a L shape. So when you're sitting in the living room, he said, this Farid guy was telling me, you can see the rooms lah, the three rooms. It's a 5-room flat. So the balcony was at one side, and then there's three rooms. One of the room, the master bedroom, was open. So when the door is open, he saw the father inside the room. And then the father is just sitting down there looking at him, like just smiling lah. And then he waved at the boy. And then dia pun macam, maybe pakcik tu macam sakit ke, or like didn't, okay, you know where this is going. Mungkin pakcik tu sakit ke, pakcik tu tak sihat ke, because the only one that received him at the door was the mother and this Jalal. Jalal is not married, by the way. And this Farid guy is married with 2 kids. So he just waved back lah, because he saw the father waving at him, he just waved back. Hey, makan. So then duduk dekat meja. So they started talking. Tinggal mana sekarang? Oh, tinggal Toa Payoh. Bila itulah, kita tinggal sini. Ini kita pun pindah sini. About maybe 5-6 years lah, like, something like that lah, you know. And then since Farid tanya, pakcik tak makan? And then they both look at him and they like, pakcik mana? Like, inside the room, like, dia tak nak keluar makan. Baru saya jalan, dia buka cerita, bapak aku dah meninggal. And then the makcik, the lady was like, Betul ni nampak pakcik. Macam dia orang pun tak percaya. And then this Farid was like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, betul, baru nampak dekat dalam bilik. Dia duduk atas katil, dia pakai baju warna hitam, dia wave at me. And then the mother is like quite taken aback. And then you can see Jalal punya face dah berubah tau. So then it's like, okay lah, tak apa. Mungkin saya salah nampak lah, mungkin perasaan saya. And then after that he said, things got very awkward after that. Aku lepas makan, terus aku cakap, okay, saya sibuk, saya nak balik rumah lah, you know. So he paid for the food, and then they refused the money. Dia like, tak apa, you are my friend. Just help me to like spread the good word or promote whatever. Dan dia cakap, tak apa, saya ikhlas. Dia bagi duit, dia ambil makanan tu, dia belah. Tapi dia cakap, aku dah sampai bawah blok dia, aku buang tu makanan. Because aku macam, tak tahu, aku, I just feel like, I felt scared, like something is not right. Okay. So then he started researching about this whole thing. And then he said, mungkin this guy ada kodam, or maybe it's like just another form of saka lah. But like this kodam, what they do is that diorang pun macam saka juga, diorang simpanan, but they feed you with information about people. So it's a jin, by the way, huh? And So they will try to, people who have Kodam, they will have weird dreams, number one, which is again take, you know, remember dulu masa dia kecil, blah blah blah, they would say that they can see these things, but actually it's not because their mata batin terbuka or whatever, it's just because diorang dah bergelumang dengan the genes, so they can see these things. And another thing is that they will always be fed with information about people close to them. And then it just dawned upon him that, hey, maybe this guy might have a Kodam or something like that. That night, when he went back home, this Jalal guy texted him. He said, hey, I'm sorry for what happened at my house, blah, 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 blah. Call okay. Then this Farid guy was like, yeah, I'm fine. And then he sent this message, that creepy message that he said, I didn't never forget. Aku screenshot that message, but aku deleted that message. You know what this Jalal said to him? Thank God you saw my father's version and not something else. What the fuck? So I'm like, then why did you respond? So this funny guy's like, are you crazy? I didn't respond lah. Aku just buat bodoh lah. Aku just like, I didn't even give a reaction. Aku just blue tick dia. Then after that, a few weeks later, he messaged me again. He said, how was the food? And I just lied to him and I said, yeah, the food was nice. So cakap, bila nak order lagi, let's meet up for coffee and all that. And then this Farid guy is just like, maybe not. I'm not sure what I'm dealing with or what you are keeping, but it's just so weird that this happened. And he said, I have not met him for the longest time. And when I met him, can you imagine, I saw his dead father inside the room. And turns out it's not even his dead father, it's something that they kept inside the house. Maybe lah, who's knows on. Allahu a'lam, kan? So I wanted to share with you this story because it just creeped me out that, can you imagine that you have not met someone for a long time and then you just wave at their dead father and you didn't know that person is dead and he's like been dead for like over a decade already. Okay, itu je. Terima kasih. If you guys have any stories, just text me or email me at hafizabrahman@yahoo.com. I'll be more than happy to share your stories. Thank you for listening to another episode of Berhantu With Me. Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.